Most economists that I speak with and read think that the transitional costs would be really awful because there's so many things you have to get exactly right in making that change. It's extremely unlikely to work out quite that way. You also have political constraints. The damage of them coming out of the euro to the rest of the eurozone is quite considerable, partly because of contagion issues. The people then have to start worrying in Portugal, et cetera, as to whether they'll find themselves with escudos again instead of euros, and that can create a lot of flight. In addition to the direct effect of that, it has a political issue, which is right now something like 4% of Greece's GDP comes from regional aid from the rest of the EU. If the rest of the EU is really annoyed with Greece because they've just broken out of the euro and caused all these other problems, that regional aid may or may not continue. There's a whole series of reasons to be concerned about the change in addition to the potential benefits that Dr. Lachman has mentioned.
If I may say, I heard these arguments in December 2000, just before Argentina broke from the convertibility plan. I heard similar arguments round about the time of the ERM in 1992 when that broke up. I wasn't around during the gold standard, but those were the kind of arguments that ran around before countries left gold in the 1930s. So I think that their political dynamics, it's not necessarily going to be the most rational choice for the country, but when countries are in as dire straits as Greece does, when its politics gets very polarized, when we see the kind of street action that you get in Greece, you've got to expect politicians to be suggesting alternatives to the hair shirt kind of approach that is being offered to them by the IMF and EU. We've just seen 2 years, GDP has literally imploded. Offering that, if that is the future that you're offering, people are going to want to take chances with different kind of policies, and I think that that's the reason why I see them both defaulting and in time leaving the euro.